Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Pastor Trey Hager of First Presbyterian Church in Mount Pleasant about how the church is assisting the families of the 32 men that were arrested in Mount Pleasant for administrative immigration violations. This is part one of a two-part interview.
Yeah, we've been providing assistance for the families and some of the women and children, and we've connected the families with lawyers, and we've also worked to connect with some of the men who don't have representation with lawyers, because immigration is different than criminal stuff, so you don't have due process and you don't have a lawyer appointed for you. So if representation isn't given to them or some bond isn't asked for, then they could be held in detention for years.
And who has reached out to provide legal assistance?
Different organizations from across the state, from the University of Iowa Law School professor and some of the students, one of the professors and some of the students reached out right away, came down the first night to meet with some of the families at the church. And then Justice for Our Neighbors reached out, JFON, and they have a couple lawyers. They're not working with any of the families, but they reached out. But then other immigration lawyers from across the state reached out, and some are doing pro bono work for some of the families, and some are doing low-cost work. And it just depends on a lot of the situations are different.
For the men who have been released, what do you know of their status as far as their path to citizenship?
Yeah, so from what I understand, you know, and not just of the eight, but of the 32, that a lot of them were somewhere on a path. Some are married to U.S. citizens, at least three are married to U.S. citizens, but are still considered undocumented because they're still in the process of getting everything complete. And one, as far as just needs one signature before that's complete, but they were still required to post bond and then still have to go through another immigration trial to prove that that's where they are. And then others will seek asylum, specifically one from Guatemala, because they're fleeing extreme violence, extreme poverty. And then one has been orphaned by his father and him fled gang violence in Guatemala, and his dad was deported and then brought his son back again, and now his dad is facing deportation, but his son will be left here in the States, and his son's only 15, and we're not going to send his son back to Guatemala because most likely he would face extreme persecution, and yet they're still requiring that his father go, even though that they've sought some other means of keeping them here, from asylum to visas, things like that. But, you know, so now they're going to make an orphan. And but then the way it goes is you have some of those folks who are married and hardworking citizens. One's a little league soccer coach, but then we have another one who came and perhaps used a stolen identity, wasn't on a path to citizenship, had some criminal activity, and is being expedited for deportation. So you've got a whole mixed range of people that were all picked up in the suite. So it's not just clear cut, you know. And you know, they're from different countries. Seven from Mexico, 22 from Guatemala, I believe one from El Salvador, a couple from Honduras. So each one's different.
What else is Iowa Wins doing to support these immigrants?
So one of the biggest pushes that we're going to do right now is to help the orphan, to put pressure on people to say, listen, this is an extreme situation, and look how far a father will go to protect his son's life, that he's willing to cross so much land and to risk so much danger to save his son two times, and we're trying to divide them. So their next push is to do some reaching out to our senators, some of our legislators, and media, and to the judge. We're writing letters to the judge to help with that situation. And then long term, we're trying to go through and systematically be good stewards of the resources that have been given to us for helping the families. So they're discerning what's the best way to help. And who to help? How do we prioritize which families help? Is it the ones whose husbands are out on bond and they're told don't work until you're hearing, which could be years, and how long can we help that? Or is it, do we help the ones who are not going to be bonded out at all and their wife and children are still here? And how do we do that? So there's a lot of discerning going on. But I think the biggest thing is to be present. And they're telling the people, you know, there's at least someone who cares. Like, we understand you're human, and we're not gonna call you animals, and we're not gonna do that, no matter who you are, because that's not how we treat anybody. So that's their big thing, is to just be present and keep moving forward.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Pastor Trey Hager of First Presbyterian Church in Mount Pleasant, about how the church is assisting the families of the 32 men that were arrested in Mount Pleasant for administrative immigration violations. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.